Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor in Paradise recap podcast, hosted by Mel and a Rachel best friend duo. Finally got some action, AB. The twist is over. Got some streams crossed. You don't want to cross the streams. All my Ghostbusters people out there know that. You can't cross the streams without a little bit of fallout. What'd you make of these couple episodes, AB? Halfway point.
Superb.
Yeah?
Yeah. Good episodes.
Are you glad the twist is over? While the twist was still occurring when they were separated was the worst parts of the episode for me.
I thought, although it wasn't executed perfectly, and I would change some things, I'm still glad the twist happened and enjoyed portions of it. Whatever the secondary place was where the girls were at, that was the worst of the two locations. More boring. A lot of the OGs there weren't interested. But it was still good. I still liked it. They had a couple dates that were entertaining to me. And then I thought, you want to talk about stuff they did bad? I thought the integration of them back into the fold of the original beach was well done. Trickled them in. Slowly,
you have to throttle the returns.
You think
there are not enough camera people on the round to capture
all? They trickled them in, so it wasn't all too much all at once. Gave them each their proper time. I thought it was good.
Stick around for the mailbag. There are some good ideas for tweaks. It's amazing how tiny changes can make a big difference in how. If someone in the mailbag, we'll get to it, has a theory as to why the OGs, as you referenced them, did not want to stray. And it has to do with the structure of how it all was presented.
I can't wait to hear that.
Anyway, okay. Episode 8. So Rodney returns after his date with Eliza to find a jilted Lace waiting for him. One sad thing about how this twist played out is like a lot of entertainment left.
Yeah, that's true.
Their own volition.
That is true.
Entertaining people said, I don't want to entertain anymore. And they left.
Even Lace, they're talking about like Hurricane Lace or whatever they call her. What do they call her? Is that what they call her? Hurricane Lace?
You might be conflating that with the Sinead-O.
There's the Sinead-O, but then I thought there was
Lace's?
I feel like Lace was something too on the beach. Some sort of storm. anyways, but even that... It was all talk. She really wasn't interested in playing your games anymore. Like, I think she actually liked Rodney, and then it was kind of like, I'm not going to do this for the cameras right now. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was a lot of entertainment that left. You're right.
It's fine, though. Lace, like we said, the fake birthday thing was more than enough. That's all I wanted
She delivered on what we expected. We both put her as our top person that we're looking forward to seeing, and I don't think she disappointed.
So being away from Rodney has made her realize how much she really likes him. What'd you make of Rodney's during their discussion? I thought there were a couple bedside manners that could use some improvement here.
That
Rodney wasn't, in his defense, he wasn't expecting to have to do this in that moment.
Yeah, I thought he did okay, but yeah, he could have done better.
At the end when he was like, I hope you find what you're looking for. It's like,
yeah, okay. Yeah, fuck off, Rodney. Yeah, I thought he was handing out like a gentleman at first.
It was overkill gentlemanly.
But then, yeah, it was a little bit too much. No, Lacey handled it well, too. She says she understands. You know, she said she did mention, I trusted your words. Yeah. You told me we were secure and not to worry. But there really wasn't a big blow up from that. Rodney didn't come out looking the best, but she could have made him look a lot worse, probably.
Did we see the...
I don't remember ever seeing
Rodney
that.
Telling Lace, don't worry. If he probably should not have said that, because he, no. I have a feeling Rodney knew Eliza was coming eventually, whether during the twist or not. Although, well, I guess they saw Eliza when before Lace left. So depending on when he said, don't worry, that could have been very bad.
That could have been before even the twist was brought up, you know. Don't worry about things.
A lot of moving
you
parts
you never
in these
should
episodes.
Say to someone, don't worry. Especially when you have your list of people who are coming and there's a person that hasn't showed up yet. You never want to paint yourself, you know...
Into a corner.
Into a corner there. You really don't.
Everybody has a list, too, for the record.
Everybody's got a list. Everyone's got a list. Everyone knows who's... Even if they said they're doing a better job of not telling everyone who's going to be there, like...
You still know who's coming.
Like, if I was making a list before I found out who was going to be here... Of the entire cast, I would probably hit like 80% of the names.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We should actually do that next year. That'd be great. Yeah.
Just write out who we think's going to be there. I mean, I don't know if you saw who's coming up next, but those are people that we said would be here.
Everybody's going to be here. I like the when Lace left and everybody was kind of comforting her on the way out and patting her on the back and saying these nice things about her. It reminded me of when like everybody in the locker room comes out from out back after a retirement match, like Ric Flair to pay respect. It was like, wow,
Michael,
much
Michael,
respect.
Andrew, Aaron and Johnny came up to find one of the Bachelor in Paradise OGs that deserved the respect of everybody.
It was an honor being on Paradise with you. Sharing the ring with the legend.
She should have left her boots and her gloves in the sand. Retirement. Undertaker retirement. Can't believe I'm saying this, Rim, but Johnny said it best.
Johnny had a lot of good
Johnny had a good episode. I think here you can only lead with your heart. It's the name of the game, and as much as you don't want to say it, people are going to break hearts here. And it doesn't make you a terrible person, I assume, talking about Rodney. Doesn't make you a terrible person, but you have 30 days, however long, to find out if you're the if your person is here. You can lead with your brain and hope you're doing the right thing, or lead with your heart and leave nothing behind. No regrets. Johnny.
No regrets. Johnny.
Johnny.
It is interesting how they like you could have made Rodney look bad. After Lace left, it was like, oh, poor Lace. We feel for Lace. She deserves love. That's
they rallied around Rodney too, though. Then
they
the guys came
they
out
kept
and
Rodney propped up a little bit. Yeah.
Prop up Rodney a little bit. They know it's tough on him. Listen, no one's at fault here. They really are, unless Rodney gave her too much assurance. We don't know for sure, but Lace insinuated that he gave her a little bit too much insurance that this wouldn't happen. So that's the only thing. But I don't know. It wasn't on camera. I don't know. And Lace didn't blow up on Rodney. She seemed to respect his decision, and it was fine. So I would assume if he gave her too much and it was that much of a lie, it wouldn't
have gone
as smoothly. So I don't know. And people are going to, like Johnny said, it doesn't make you a bad person to break someone's heart on Paradise. It's the name of the game.
Aaron, Johnny, and Brandon are wondering about their partners after this. So Lace let it slip that there are suitors at the other location.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to the villa. Serena bored by the non-Brandons at the beach. Brandon spinning out. I thought...
Brilliant move, by the way, sending one person over from the villa. So
that
the people on the beach know, unless Jesse's going to come say it, but, you know...
Yeah, Jesse hasn't been to the beach
in
a while.
At that point, none of the people on the beach knew that there were other guys there. Brilliant move having Lace go and kind of break that. to him, because that sows some doubt, and that also could help push people into trying different relationships.
Yeah, I've got so many potential tweaks in my head that I can't. I've confused myself, so I'll just nod and go, "Yeah, yeah, I agree." Brandon, I found it funny when he was spinning out. He was like, "I have no power to see Serena," and he's right. He does not have the legacy cachet to do what Lace just did. You are stuck here, Brandon, for the duration of
this. You know, if you come back next year, let's say you and Serene don't work out. Actually, I don't know. I don't feel like he's really growing his brand out here. So maybe it'll never happen for you, Brandon. You'll never get to that level.
His brand isn't drama. Lace's brand was drama. So that was...
She can do whatever the hell she wants out here.
Yeah, you want to go back? For sure you can go back early. Brandon, nobody wants... You know, we can wait for your exciting reunion.
Everyone here knows neither of you are doing anything, so no, you cannot go see each other.
Anything else on this portion?
I'll say this. Eliza came up to Rodney a little too soon for my taste. I was grieving Lace at that moment. I didn't need to see those two. Yeah. I didn't need to see Rodney and Eliza. I know Lace wasn't there, so there was literally no harm, no foul, but for me, the viewer, as a Lace fan, Eliza, wait till tomorrow.
A little breathing room.
Yes. No, so Eliza Rodney footage for 24 hours, please.
Context, though, AB, though, however, they were not anticipating Lace coming back. They just got back from their date.
Oh, I'm telling you, there is nothing wrong with Eliza going up to Rodney. Lace was gone. They weren't rubbing it in anyone's face.
You just didn't want to see it yet as a viewer.
I didn't want to see it as a Lace fan.
Back at the villa, Jesse drops in.
To a chorus of boos again.
Chorus of boos.
Boo-hoo, we hate you. We hate you and we hate it here.
Jesse takes this opportunity to announce Lace left because she found that Rodney found a stronger connection, which stresses everyone out even more. So if Lace and Rodney, rock solid Lace and Rodney, it could happen to me.
Jesse just really in his like drama bag. This he's really coming into his own here, Rim. He's doing things that are borderline evil. That's just only done to strike up, you know, mystery in the girl's head. Like, what's going on over there on the other beach? That's the only reason he came over. We didn't need to. You could have sent. We know Lace is gone. Actually, her bag's not here. We haven't seen her in 12 hours.
I have a note when it's time, when they go back, Jesse was really in the zone as far as
he's in the zone.
Dramatic pauses and delivering news with the gravest sincerity. And that's...
Agreed. He's really, really coming into his own as a Bachelor in Paradise host.
Victoria's ready to get to know Alex. Brittany is into Tyler.
What'd you make of this, Rim?
Make of what?
Jesse having them talk about the guys one at a time and then sending and then humiliating some of them, I'd say.
The logic here was there was none. Adam can stay. He's got an accent. Rick is nice, but nobody cares. Olu got no reaction. So we'll boot him also.
they
didn't
leave?
Know that they were booting these guys. And then Jesse's like, okie dokie, I'm going to send him home then. And then he walks out. Thanks for the feedback.
Which one of these guys are good and which one of them are duds? We'll get rid of the duds.
Tell me who the duds are.
Tell me who the duds are.
And really, Genevieve, Jill, Serene, three of the five people there consider themselves being long-term committed relationships. So you're basically only asking Shanae and Brittany.
All right, who's also kind of in a relationship
too. Yeah, Brittany too.
With Tyler.
So you should discount. I'm saying you should discount how Jill, Genevieve, and Serene feel about those five guys. It's irrelevant. Their opinions on them are not relevant at all.
They're not relevant. They haven't spent enough time. Yeah. They weren't interested romantically at all. So what did they have to say about Rick and Olu?
Rick and Olu got the Ross deal in Bachelor history.
They really did. And it's humiliating, too, because then after Jesse has the conversation with the girls, he gets the guys together and he's like, all of you are going. It reminded me of the twins, except you two down here. You two are leaving.
It was the same thing.
You two losers. Nobody likes you here and you have to go home.
Rick and Olu, no easy way to say this. You're just not moving the needle for anybody over there.
You're not moving it for the girls. You're not moving it for us as the producers, as the, you know, the TV, the ratings. You're not moving it. You're not pushing the needle any direction. You got to go.
This guy's finished last. Rick and Olu, why don't you pack your shit? At least when you show up to the mansion, you know your odds of going home. Like, it's a third or a fourth or, what, or fourth, mm-hmm. whatever. They showed up to Paradise expecting the full Paradise experience. Down probably get a date card. When you show up, you get a date card. Instead,
they didn't go to the beach.
Hung out in a pool while people in long-term committed relationships just sunbathed.
Yeah.
They got... Rick and Olu got shafted.
Nobody got it worse. Why didn't they let them go to the beach?
Makes no sense.
They didn't.
Maybe
get
there's
to
not
go...
enough beds. There might not be enough beds.
They didn't get to go to Paradise. They were down the road, like 30 minutes down the road from Paradise.
And what's the difference between Rick and Adam and Olu? Or Adam and, well, Rick and Olu?
Adam has it in his contract. Adam has that in his contract that he could not go home there. That was the only reason. They don't have any connections with Adam. What are we doing here?
We're still at the villa. Shanae likes Tyler, but she's still thinking about Logan. Shanae and Tyler went on that date, Jen to Jen. Victoria confirms to Shanae that, hey, Logan's unlikely to flip. You're fine. So you're once again in a situation where you're choosing between two options, Logan and Tyler. At the beach, it gets complicated here, especially if you're not watching. At the beach, Sarah is still...
Yeah, I mean, we have two locations, bunch of new people. Bunch of cross-streaming relationships between the two places that are not talking currently. And then also these new people are trying to form relationships with the old people. A lot of stuff going on.
Well said. Mm-hmm. At the beach, Sarah is beaming from her date with Logan. Meanwhile, Logan feels it from Kate out of nowhere.
He wants to pursue. We have not seen anything about this.
Well, they use some flashback footage. They're finally embracing the Real Housewives technique of flashing back to provide context. They did it a lot with these episodes. Mm-hmm. And they had to show us this, because otherwise this truly would have been out of nowhere. Kate has been making out with Jacob. She wants to pursue Logan instead. So Logan and Kate have to sever ties with Shanae.
Sarah.
And Jacob.
Yeah. Because
Kate's been with Jacob to this point.
Kate and Jacob need to break up. Logan and Sarah need to break up. And then down the road, Logan will also need to break up with Shanae. Yes.
Yeah, the final boss of those breakups. That's Bowser.
Yeah.
I like what Kate is bringing to the beach, AB. She is,
you know,
stepping on toes.
She's
proudly
annoying.
Stepping on toes.
She is annoying me. And a little too, you know, she's acting like she's higher on the pyramid than she is. I'll say that.
And thanks to the flashbacks, we are reminded that she has had that attitude
before
her bachelor career. Yeah. Because at the Women Tell All, she was one of the loudest voices in the room. She left after she didn't get a rose at the third rose ceremony.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, but yeah, she's been a great addition to the beach. There's no doubt about that.
Context, and I think we brought it up at the time, she works for the Selling Sunset real estate firm, but is not a cast member on that show. So maybe when she missed the cut on the Varsity, she's like the JV Selling Sunset. Maybe she's getting reps in on Paradise. Anyway, enter Jacob, who is ready to abandon Jill for Kate. Bring in a date card, give it to Kate, force her to pick Logan in front of everyone. Before announcing her pick, she pulls Jacob. She says, hey, I'm into Logan more. Jacob's like, ah, you know, rats. Jacob wasn't really been out of shape. Jacob's not really get been out of shape guy.
No.
The breathing prevents that. And then Kate asks Logan to go on the date, to which he replies yes, which stuns Sarah. What did you make of Logan not giving her a heads up during the time that Kate was talking to Jake?
That was a perfect opportunity. Hey, Sarah, real quick, I think Kate's given me this date card. I had a good time.
Just gonna see how it goes.
But I'm gonna see how it goes. Just that little courtesy heads up, I think, was would be appropriate there. Just a, you know, you don't what even have to pull doing? Her away. Just a quick one.
Instead, he accepts the date and goes, hey, Sarah, let's talk. And then more or less breaks up with her. It was not a, I'm going to see what happens here. I'm still weighing my options here.
You accept the... Especially given the little time frame you had to do this, there was no reason to wait till after the
perfect window
you accepted the date.
Sarah was very upset about this.
What do you think about him taking her hand?
Like I said, bedside manner lacking.
Mm-hmm.
Can I take your hand?
That is weird.
She obviously is going to say either no or yeah, I guess. There's no affirmative enthusiasm there.
I suppose is the best case scenario in that response to that can I take your hand question. This is weird, but yes, I don't want to embarrass you.
Part of Logan's little breakup, which is now boilerplate paradise breakup, is I didn't plan this, I swear. Honestly, it wasn't, mm-hmm. we didn't plan this before we came down. We've never met each other before. You have to say that when you're breaking up now. Yep.
I didn't think Logan really needed to tell her that. They went on one day. It's been like 2 days. It's been less. And he still has Shanae going on. There's a lot there for Logan. I think everyone knows Logan was playing the field is my point.
Yeah. Well, everyone except Sarah, maybe.
Except Sarah.
her response was as if they were together.
Yeah. That's true.
I almost wanted to be like, Sarah, don't forget, like, even if this wasn't happening, you are still competing against Shanae.
That's what I'm saying. There's still Shanae. So I don't, this wasn't a committed relationship between Logan and Sarah that even warranted.
It's bad odds. Pursuing Logan is just bad odds at this point.
Yeah, agreed.
At the villa, anything on Genevieve and Shanae getting drunk?
You know, a little Shanae-Genevieve duo that I could really, really get behind. They started as mortal enemies. And now they are great, great friends who like to get fucked up on tequila.
Mortal villains. Maybe. At the beach, Sarah. Another factor that plays into Sarah feeling the sting here is that she is friends with...
Yeah, Kate.
Kate. Luckily, Danielle's there to comfort her. That's Danielle's role, is to just lay next to Michael and befriend the downtrodden.
Yeah.
Maybe play a little matchmaker with Sarah and Jacob, potentially.
Sarah says flat out, I'm going to go talk to Jacob now because he's my only option. Like, that's what she said.
That's not going to be a... If those two exchange a rose, it's purely out of convenience. It's not. I kept wondering during this, Jacob was like, well, it didn't work out with Kate. I guess maybe I'll just see what Sarah's going on, or maybe I'm out of options. And I was like, this guy's not even thinking about Jill. Not even on his mind is Jill, who is crying with crystals 24 hours a day in her bed.
You know, he's out here grounded, okay? Meditation. He's staying grounded.
You see the diaphragm.
You think he's going to let any of this stuff get him down? No. No,
he's mastered breathing. Jacob exists on a different plane than the rest of us.
He breathes so much more air daily than the rest of us have. It'll knock your socks off.
Anything else there for Kate and Logan's date?
Nope.
I was bored during Kate and Logan's date. It seemed transactional to me. The only thing they talked about was like, we feel good about being a duo. It wasn't getting to know each other at all.
I wrote here, Kate and Logan are annoying. They're both talking in pure cliches and random slogans.
Oh, were they trying to make slogans happen?
Yeah, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Wrote a couple down here. I'm on a rocket ship ready to blast off.
I actually am a huge fan of that phrase.
It was all that, though. It was all slogans that could be on a motivational poster.
Kate unpinched the hose on some canned.
These are canned, both of them. I thought they both were being canned. I did not like either of them on this date.
I agree. However, they did, they had some playful, fun banter. They almost, in a Jill Jacob sense, they had a similar sense of humor. They were giving each other grief a little bit. But yeah, I wasn't like, wow, what a couple. I was like, these two are here. It felt gameplay to me.
I agree.
And I have a big theory on that for later.
Ooh.
But yeah, they kiss in the pool. Nothing much.
Nothing much going on there. They seem to really like each other, I guess. I don't know.
Good for them. And they haven't met prior to this. Promise. That's under oath, Your Honor. At the beach, Brandon misses Serene. He can't breathe without thinking about her. Every waking moment of Brandon's life is dedicated to worshiping the ground that Serene walks on. But that's a Brandon update.
Yeah. It is like there is a semi-truck that's parked on his chest, and until Serene gets back, that pressure is not going to be gone.
There is an attempt to position Johnny.
What's going on with
this
Johnny?
Same way as Brandon Michael.
I felt like
a reach. This was a reach.
I felt like they went for it the whole season, the whole episode, though. Both episodes. Yeah. They tried to act like these two relationships are nothing like each other, in fact. Johnny and Victoria are just two hot people that kind of enjoyed hanging out on the beach. Brandon and Serene have a love, the likes we've never seen.
Brandon and Serene are on Zillow. Yeah, that's not. However, the rest of the episode was better if you bought into this.
Yeah, I agree.
You got to suspend the disbelief a little bit.
Almost two full episodes of them acting like Johnny and Victoria were one of the top couples. And that just has not been what we've seen. Johnny says, Johnny's was talking about how into Victoria is and he isn't going to stray. Despite just last week, he was telling everyone on the beach they should stray.
Yeah.
He was Mr. Stray.
His relationship
he was
so...
Mr. You should stray.
Yeah, I think, well,
and gave
absence
off,
makes
I'm
hard
gonna
grow fonder,
vibes.
Perhaps. And also, he didn't have any straying options. He didn't have any straying destinations.
He was giving off I'm going to stray vibes.
Yeah, I agree. At the villa, Victoria and Alex chatting. For the first time this episode, this is about halfway through episode one, first time we have seen the two groups at this place interacting. Like
a
I said
single
last week,
guy
you
and
have
a girl.
To force interaction with these two groups. It's very boring otherwise.
Yeah.
The genesis for their newfound connection was Alex scratching her head while she dozed off last night. This flashback was important context. However, this was unintentionally funny. That looked like the most boring villa party of all time.
What a
Everyone
scene.
Everyone was asleep.
This was Rick was passed out. Olu was awake but bored out of his mind. Sitting right
you
next to
asleep,
him.
He was so bored.
Sitting right next to Alex, rubbing her head. And then Victoria's falling asleep. Just a terrible time for Rick and Olu.
Terrible.
Imagine a worse trip than these two had.
I'm trying to think of, I don't think Rick had any lines. Like, he didn't say anything that was on camera. And then Olu's one thing was like, hey, do you guys want a chicken fight?
No,
and they were like,
fight.
No, get away from
Fuck
us.
No, Olu.
And that was it. That was their two. That was their storyline.
It's tough. Really tough for those two.
Sad. Victoria is open to Alex.
She says, realistically, Alex makes more sense. And now she's open to the idea of exploring him because Johnny is so young. And my note, obviously not interested in relationships, marriage, or kids.
My note, too. She retroactively buried his bachelorette storyline. This is a guy who got past hometowns.
Yeah.
And she's like, obviously, Johnny's not here to settle down. This was a top
That's a good
guy.
Point. That's a good point. Yeah. Johnny would make just as much sense as Zach would without if she didn't bury him.
Yes. Yes. Zach, the current bachelor.
Yeah, the bachelor. Yeah.
They cut back to the beach, I think, and I just have a note about Brandon. I think you have to take Brandon's relationship advice with a grain of salt because that guy sees the world through love-colored glasses. If it were
Listen,
up to Brandon,
it's not all
everyone
be
would
Disney
just always
fairy
be in love
tales.
All the time. Exactly.
It's not all Disney fairy tales here, Brandon. Okay? Like, we all can't just better, fall in love like you.
It was just... I think Brandon needs to be a little more realistic when he's doling out his advice to his brothers.
Like,
but.
Actually, buddy, I'm in a love triangle with with another guy. It's like things aren't, my situation and yours are nowhere near the same.
I got a 50-50 shot here, buddy.
Yeah.
You should see the other guy. I'm toast. What'd you make of Victoria and Alex's date? They make each other laugh, I think.
They make each other laugh. They're cutting back and forth between the people at the house and then the date. And the people at the house seem to think these two might be right for each other because Alex is older and more ready. Then cut back to the beach where Johnny's talking about Victoria. He's saying he's never felt this way before. He says he's leaning towards falling in love. I don't...
Well, this is when Brandon was like, he saw an opening to recruit him into the love cult. He's like, come on in.
I thought these two were having serious conversations, though. We're at the same stage in life. You cover a lot of things I'm looking for in my life, said Victoria. Alex asks her straight up, like, do I have a shot here?
Yeah.
You've been talking about Johnny. Do I even have a shot here? And Victoria leaves the door open. Okay, something could be there.
They did not kiss. It was
no
just
kiss.
People getting to know one another that we saw anyway, mm-hmm. but they're just getting to know one another. Get on the same page. Being pretty transparent about their other potential connection in the room.
Yep.
I was a little surprised by Victoria kind of crying when thinking about eating cereal with Johnny. I did not expect Victoria to like or miss Johnny that much. No offense to Johnny. Just we didn't see them.
Yeah. I think they might have had a better relationship than we
maybe
aware of.
We're wrong.
Maybe we're wrong about where my honey's at, Johnny. Maybe it's where my honey's at.
He just found a honey.
Where my honey's at, guy, isn't looking to get settled down.
No.
Where my honey at?
Wow. That's deep.
Maybe that's what Johnny is. Where my singular honey.
Where my honey at? Been looking for my honey all my life.
maybe we pegged Johnny wrong the whole time because of his look and his vibe and how what he says and what he does.
Yeah. Johnny might be a one honey man when it gets down to it. Anyway, I like this date. I like this couple. I hope she breaks up
with
Johnny.
Victoria seems very
concerned
about. Oh, so you're team Alex here?
No. And I think Alex kind of turns a little heel in the previews. At this point, I was like, that was my thought at this point. That was before I saw Johnny sad. And I was like, wait a second, am I sad that Johnny's
sad? Am I sad about where my honey at? Victoria is concerned about hurting Johnny. This seemed like a good old-fashioned love triangle where all parties are not doing the wrong thing. Nobody's in the wrong here.
Oh, yeah.
I just didn't know what she was going to do. I thought it was a good storyline. Good old-fashioned love triangle.
Britt, we need more of those.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany and Tyler. Brittany pulls Tyler off to the side, the little feet in the pool situation. Their discussion.
Tyler, the hottest commodity, or maybe the only commodity in the villa at this point.
Well, I consider.
And
yeah.
Alex,
oh,
I suppose.
Terms of demand?
Demand, yeah.
Yeah. He's the only one with two people
yeah.
interested in him. Their conversation was a bit strange to me. They were like, hey, I like you. You like me. We should acknowledge the elephant in the room, which is Tyler, I need to talk to Shanae. Brittany, I need to talk to Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Then they kiss for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, Brittany's like, anyway, Shanae, got to take care of that. It was just, the kiss almost seemed out of place. They were like, we got to, before we do anything, we better say something to our partners.
Then they do something.
Then they make out. And then she's like, whew, yeah, that was great. Anyway. Action items, takeaways here. Yeah. Shanae. Got to talk to her. And this, I felt, was the return of old Shanae. She turned the leaf back over. From here on out, this was old Shanae. First, her and Genevieve were working each other into a lather about what they should do about Tyler.
Well, Shanae came in and she didn't see them. She's like, wait a second, 1, 2, 3, 4. Who the fuck's missing? Brittany and...
Two people who match up pretty good.
Oh, Brittany and Tyler. And then Genevieve, yeah, they got each other into a lather.
Genevieve volunteers to confront Tyler. They make it seem like she saw them making out by the pool. I'm not sure I buy that.
What do you make of her saying, I'll go check what's going on and let you know. And then she sees it and she's like, I'm not telling her. It's like, what are you talking about? That's signed up for.
That was your one job.
That's what you went there for.
That's a good
so
point.
So you were only going to tell her if it was something good?
And what would, yeah, what?
What would the
what
situation
could be happening
be?
That you would tell Shanae about yeah. that? If not
oh,
that.
Oh, whoa. I'm not telling her. No way.
Cut to the beach. Logan and Kate are returning. Logan with Shanae, Kate, See, I'm confused.
With Jacob?
The geometry's getting
maybe?
To me.
Yeah.
Jacob, maybe? Sure.
What did Gianni say about geometry at one point? Something.
Geometry
Paradise
Beach.
Geometry?
Geometry Beach.
Geometry Beach. That's a good slogan, too. Gianni, great episode.
What happened at the end of this episode was Shanae finds out Tyler and Brittany are talking. This tells her that, okay, Tyler's not for me.
Yep.
That must mean Logan is for me. I know Logan cares about me. Then they cut to the beach where Logan and Kate are returning. Master plan, you know, part one initiated. Mm-hmm. There was like Blade Runner music going on. Logan makes me feel comfortable and loved. Meanwhile, Logan and Kate kiss under the midnight.
It's tough for Shanae. Moonlight. All of a sudden, she was riding high. Multiple guys, two or three guys. Now, all of a sudden, she's on the outs
scrambling.
With both guys.
She's scrambling.
Scrambling for a rose. And she doesn't know it yet, completely.
No.
It's tough.
Let's take a quick break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
At the villa, Genevieve and Shanae, they want to get back. She's been crying all day without Aaron, Genevieve. This is when Jesse strolls in and says, hey, you guys mind fucking getting up for the day? You're laying around. It's 2 in the afternoon. Nobody's done anything.
You mind meeting me at the couch?
Yeah, and this is where I have my note about delivering news as if it was earth-shattering. You are going back to a very
different... He's doing great.
Beach.
Incredible. He's just really...
I like what he's doing.
Doing a fantastic job at his job.
The beach returns, unless you have anything else there.
Genevieve sums it up for what they're looking for. I want to know if they went on a date. I want to know if they kissed someone and if they have any connections. Period. That's all she wants to know. Okay? That's all she wants.
Yeah. I hear you. The beach returns. So Shanae's coming back. Kate's a little worried. Jacob is going to tell Jill he's ready to move on. I really just thought this was a big tactical error from Jacob.
Why?
I don't know why.
Why, Jacob? Why? You have no other options. You left in a good place with Jill. Why don't you just see if Jill and you might have something with a couple more days together? I don't know. What are you doing, Jacob?
We'll get
Jacob?
To that during their breakup, but it really just... You got some bad advice somewhere along the way. Jill, Genevieve, and Shanae arrive in the first wave. We start with Genevieve and
Good
Aaron.
Wave. Good first wave.
Yeah.
Very good first wave.
These are the top three picks if you're picking a chaos wave.
No, let's really just light this thing on fire.
Genevieve and Aaron. She couldn't bear to go on a date. She's been a wreck without him. What did you make of Aaron kind of drawing out his reveal that he didn't do anything either?
No, I like him playing
the old prankster.
Yeah. This is Aaron being, that's just bebop, rock. I don't know which one he is, rocksteady or bebop.
He's definitely bebop. Rocksteady is, yeah, everyone knows that. That's... Come on, really? You didn't know?
I didn't know. Yeah, he's just doing, you know, bebop stuff. Just messing around, having fun.
Yeah, I think he did a great job. Her
Agreed.
Reaction collapses into his arms, into a puddle of
collapse.
Tears.
Collapse. Aaron lets her know we made some verbal commitments to each other, and I wasn't willing to break those again. Aaron.
Man of his word.
A good dude. Yeah. Or whatever he said last week. I can't
good
remember
dude
what he said.
And hot bro.
Hot bro. Well. Good dude.
This is why you have your Genevieve. She acted as if he made a surprise return from deployment or something. She, she said she's never cried so much in her whole life. Genevieve and Aaron, I like Genevieve and Aaron. Now,
I do too. I do too.
I mean, I kind of always have, but just for like context, they have exchanged one rose. That's it. We've only had two rose
context
ceremonies.
Is important.
Now, I think the rose ceremonies are spread out during this split, but this is what, episode 9?
Well, we've only had two rose ceremonies,
two
right?
Two rose ceremonies, yes.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Truly nuts. And unacceptable, I'd say. Anything else on these two?
On Aaron and... No. Nope.
Shanae and Logan. Shanae's all in on Logan. She's certain he's waiting for her. Even if we've explored some other relationships... Context. Shanae was trying to do some major exploration with Tyler.
Major
not so long ago. And I think if that went differently, maybe this
major
returns differently.
Exploration. Don't forget about Jill ruining the night.
I think if... Brittany didn't talk to Tyler, Shanae would become here ready to stomp on Logan's heart. That's the feeling I get.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too. Hey, Rem, not enough pleasantries when these people are coming back to the beach. Like, they're walking by their good friends.
Well, it's only been 36
hours.
Not even
saying hi to some of them. It's like, hey, it's me, Andrew. We're great friends. Please at least acknowledge me here. It's good to
We've
see you guys
back. We've been around
each
other constantly for a week. Tell us about your experience. No.
Beeline to the Beelines. One person you're there to talk to. Don't say anything to anybody else. Just not enough pleasantries for my liking.
Not enough pleasantries. No. Logan reveals to Shanae he's got a connection with Kate. Mm.
Logan says Kate makes him feel heard and seen, and he needs to pursue things with a girl named Kate. And then Logan goes on the offensive rim. I don't know what you thought about this. He goes the offensive route, not like offensive, like,
yeah,
he's going on offense.
Offense.
Yes.
Offense. Yeah.
Okay. Talking about how he was hurt, talking about how it hurt him when she said stuff about Johnny or what's his name? James Rocksteady.
James.
Talks about that. Talks about how,
he's firing him off. Logan D'Antoni.
Yeah. It's all offense here. Okay. Mm-hmm. You aren't the bad guy if you have a laundry list of things. This is his opinion. You aren't a bad guy breaking it off if you have the longer your list of grievances with that other person is. That's the route he's going.
Yeah. And what do you make of that? What'd you make of? Do you think he should have omitted the list? I think he would have come on better if he omitted the list.
I think you just should have left the list. Like, all that stuff probably is true, but also, I will tell you what is also true. I don't think it bothered you as bad as you're saying it did.
No, he's using it now.
Yeah, now you're using something that you were clearly past as a reasoning for what you've done. What you've done is fine, by the way. You just should have said the lit. Like, it was not necessary. It just seems like you're making excuses.
Yes, I understand.
That's what it seemed
to
me.
What you're saying. Though, like you said, some of the things on the list I thought were reasonable.
Sure.
I have a theory about Kate and Logan. So those flashbacks convinced me that Kate pursued Logan strictly to upset Shanae.
Oh.
Because this came out of nowhere. Kate, at night one time, was like, hey, do you want to fucking do this? And Logan was like, yeah. It never seemed like a love connection. All Kate and Logan talk about always is we're together. This feels good. Mm-hmm. Like, we nailed this situation. I think she found out Logan was with Shanae after she spent some time with Jacob and then turned on a dime. Kate and Shanae, when they talk, Kate was pressing to get Shanae into it, and Shanae was like, I don't want to do this, and Kate was like, you could tell Kate was upset that she didn't get what she wanted out of that
agreed
conversation. So I think she came here to beat Shanae, and so far she won this battle.
Kate
but
has seemed to me, and Logan somewhat as well, a little too storyline-y
Kate, very much storylining. I don't know if Logan is fully aware of what's going on.
From the moment she stepped on the beach, I've felt like she's been looking for some storylines.
And I've liked it. Thus far. I have to this point, I've liked it. But here's kind of where the shine came off. It was like, oh.
Let's go through everything, though. So Logan breaks up with Shanae. Shanae leaves. Kate walks up to Logan almost immediately, I believe in the same spot that Shanae and Logan were talking, and they start kissing right in eye line of Shanae, which pisses Shanae off. She's talking with Genevieve at the moment. Shanae says, you know what, fuck this, let me go over there. Pulls him again, let me talk to you again, Logan. We just broke up, but let me actually talk to you again. What you did there, kissing her in front of me, was very rude and disrespectful. Logan doesn't have much to say. He pulls out the list again. It's not really working. Basically,
her reasoning was that she kept the Jacob or the James and Logan makeouts. At least she kept
them. She said she kept.
Hidden.
Yeah, she didn't do it in front of each of them. And calls him disrespectful, which I kind of agree.
She's going to have to get used to them canoodling on the beach. I mean, they're all going to be there now, so.
I will say this. The peanut gallery was acting absurd in this whole situation.
The cheers were a little much.
Like, okay, Shanae and Logan break up. Shanae's your OG girl. And then Kate walks over and starts kissing, and you guys are cheering loudly for the kiss? That's weird.
That was a strange cheer. It certainly
strange cheer.
Didn't help Shanae's mood.
No.
You have to also have to remember, I think Sarah and others are from Shanae's season and don't like Shanae.
I agree, but like Michael and everyone was there. Yeah. Andrew was up there cheering. It's like, what are you guys doing up there?
Fairweather fans.
What are you guys doing?
Jacob and Jill.
Oh, but then one more thing. Kate then walks up to Shanae on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
To try to get into a fight. This is what you were talking about. Shanae disengages. You know,
I'm disengaging.
What is that from?
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Okay. Maybe you just told me about that.
Yeah, Meredith Marks.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
disengaging.
That was an all-time, I think it was a debut episode quote, and then she hasn't broken it out again. She disengages all the time. Disengaging is her
that's
thing.
Not
However,
her,
she doesn't say, I'm disengaging.
That's not
you
a,
should say, I'm disengaging.
That seems like something she'd stick with.
Yeah, it's a great line.
A great line.
Anyway. Yeah, she
signature
disengages.
Signature line, some would say. Yeah, she disengages. And like you said, Kate, I thought Kate came off poor here. She's like, Shanae, everyone's been saying you changed, but I don't see it. It's like, well, this is actually the first time you've seen
here.
Her. So I don't know what you... This is obviously something you were going to do no matter what.
Storylining. Jacob and Jill. So Jacob kind of breathes his way into the breakup zone. Jill jogs up to him. She's giddy. He reveals that he made a connection with Kate. The connection didn't work out. But the fact that it was a little bit stronger made him realize that Jill is not the one for him.
All Kate and him did was make out one time.
That's kind of what all him and Jill did, too.
That's true.
They went on the date. But yeah. I'm not sure why.
Why didn't you explore things? I don't understand.
He could have just hung
that.
Out with Jill. He told her the full truth and was like, anyway, it wasn't her. It turned out not to be her, but.
It's not you either.
I feel like you both could have just started fresh or something.
I don't know.
Jacob marches to the beat of his own drum, and so does Jill, frankly.
Yeah. I'm going to shoot you straight here, Jill. You probably should have explored some things in that villa.
That's
I will be honest said. With you.
Yeah. I think he felt genuinely bad about it. When she says, I didn't even talk to anybody, you could see him just be like, oh, boy. His heart sank a little bit when she said that.
Yep. Jill absolutely skedaddles after that.
Yeah, she's
Jacob
out.
Talk. She's out of there.
I feel bad. I mean,
I do too.
She vastly overrated the strength of their connection from the start. There was no time. It wasn't as if Jacob
was
maybe I feel so strongly for Jill. He was just like, all right, yeah, new people are here. I'll see what's going on with them. There was no wrestling with emotions on Jacob's part.
Agreed. She is going to kick herself for how she handled the time at the villa. She should have made
and the exit too. She could have just stayed.
She could have just stayed. That too. Yeah.
At the villa, Alex hopes Victoria settles things with her mystery connection. He doesn't know who that is yet. Tyler knows that Brittany is still loosely associated with Andrew. And Adam is just there combining different sauces. That's all Adam is doing. You're telling me Rick and Olu can make sandwiches also? Brittany and Andrew when Brittany returns. I'll be honest, AB, I had forgotten about Andrew and Jesenia.
I did too. I completely forgot. I was, when Brittany and Tyler were talking about how she needed to break up with Andrew, I thought, damn, Giannis, not even thinking he has his own thing. This is no big deal.
Except.
Completely forgot.
I didn't know the status of that.
I didn't
when
either.
Brittany and Andrew were talking, like, oh yeah, Brittany or Andrew Jesenia. But like,
is that
what
a
is
thing?
That? Yeah. Is he. We didn't know where Andrew was leaning at all or how serious it was with Jesenia, so.
I don't think we ever really found out.
No, he didn't make
end.
It super clear yeah. when she asked him. Brittany says, hey, I want to pursue Tyler. Andrew's like, that's fine. And that's that.
Yep.
Serena and Brandon. What do you think was going to happen there, AB?
A beach running into each other's arms, obviously. Crying, sobbing on the beach. They're happy to see each other, to say the least.
They exchange I love yous.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
I would say never been a firmer lock. They are minus 10,000 to get engaged at Paradise.
Brandon says, I realized I love you, Serene Brooke Russell, full name status. Serene says, I love you too. You two can actually head back to the villa now. You're done on this beach. You have no business being here. Your relationship is much, much different than everyone else.
And we're only halfway through.
Yeah.
How about Victoria and Johnny? Not one, but two discussions here. It began when
they walked Victoria and Serene out at the same time, by the way.
Yeah.
Making it seem like their relationships were the same. Maybe we're just missing things with Johnny here. Maybe that's the case. Because Johnny and Victoria are treating this like it's like they are in a big time relationship.
Well, putting them next to Serene, they didn't walk in together. They jogged in together into the arms of their partner. And I was surprised to see Victoria do that because of my perception of their relationship. However, if once Serene starts jogging,
you can't walk.
You can't walk. You can't trail behind. That makes it obvious what you're about to do. Yeah, I'll just walk. You can wait. Let me gather my thoughts. What am I about to tell you? The news I'm about to break.
Let's actually not meet in the middle. You go over there. I'm going to walk to you. We're going to go over there and talk.
No, that'd be fine.
You stay there.
Take your time.
I'll come over.
A lot of talk about Victoria's checklist and requirement boxes and criteria.
Johnny couldn't get past the checklist.
No. Well, you don't want to hear, hey, you're great, but this guy.
I don't think she was saying Johnny didn't check the boxes, but that's definitely how Johnny took it. I don't know that that's even what she was saying, but it came off that way.
I think it came off that way, especially in Johnny's.
I start talking to him. He checked off all these boxes, ones that you don't check off.
It boils down to readiness for marriage and a family.
Yeah.
Two boxes Johnny doesn't check.
Yep.
I would like to know what boxes Johnny checks that Alex doesn't. I'm not sure there are any.
Surfing. Blue eyes.
Steely blue eyes.
Steely blue eyes.
And just an even keeled attitude. Yeah.
The vibes.
Relaxation levels. So actually a lot of boxes.
A lot
think
of
about
boxes.
It. So the first discussion doesn't go great.
No.
The second discussion.
Johnny storms off. Victoria almost immediately goes and grabs him again. Didn't want it to end like that. And that one goes a little better.
A little more clear about what they're talking about, not being in the same place in life necessarily. Johnny, with the existential question of the week, shouldn't you fall in love with someone before planning a life with them? Implied is rather than falling in love because your plans for life match with the person. So Johnny,
instead of a checklist,
you want the boxes or you want the heart? Lead with your heart, Johnny.
Don't you want someone you want to grow old with and do amazing things together? Yeah, that sounds great.
That does sound good, Johnny.
That does.
Anyway, these two discussions went on for a long time. I did not expect Johnny and Victoria to have the most time on screen
together.
The last
30 minutes of the episode was Johnny and Victoria.
Yeah.
Victoria does ask him, do you see yourself having kids? Basically, Johnny says no.
Not anytime soon. I don't get that feeling.
And then what do you want to do career-wise? This?
Are you kidding me? Look around.
Look around. Influencer.
This is sick.
This is what I'm going to be doing for the next 10 years. And so are you. What are you talking about?
I want to time our relationship so that we can both be back here this time next year.
Yeah, exactly.
You understand? You understand where I'm going with this?
This whole thing? Influencer?
Chill on the
Instagram
beach.
Followers? Traveling the world? That's this.
I'm getting paid right
now.
That's
my career. Bachelor is my career.
I'm getting a check today. Anyway. Nighttime. Pants night.
Pants night? Was it chilly?
That's what Andrew was calling it. He was modeling his pants.
Oh, is that what
he was
saying?
Yeah, he's going, pants night, pants night.
Well, that's funny. Andrew's funny.
Well, there's drama looming with the arrival of the new guys.
The crew.
Who are in shorts, by the way, on pants night. All three were in shorts on pants night. So it's, you know, the sharks and the whatever on the West Side Story. Alex, Tyler, and Adam. Basically just Alex and Tyler. First, we have Tyler and Brittany, unless you have anything there.
No. With Tyler and Brittany?
No, I got someone, Tyler and Brittany.
Oh, you do? I was going to say, I think they needed to cut this segment.
Why do you say that? Nothing happened?
Brittany already had her conversation with Andrew. We knew her and Tyler were the thing. What did we need this for?
You know, what did we need any of this for when you think about it?
I'm just saying I'd like to cut some of those segments that are predetermined, like we know the outcome, and add in, you know, pants night, fun stuff like that.
I would like more pants night.
Yeah, just stuff, fun stuff on the beach. Maybe get Michael, now that Casey's gone, with someone else, and they'll roast people on the beach. Just other stuff. I didn't need Brittany and Tyler regrouping to discuss the successful completion of the plan that they already talked about. On camera.
And the first part of that, her telling Andrew, also not eventful.
Didn't need it. Yeah, didn't need any of it.
Okay, well, yeah, they're going to continue unabated, I think.
Yeah, looks like it.
Tyler and Brittany.
Or are they?
The future Carnival Games consort. I think they are. There was nothing in the preview that...
Yesenia goes up to Tyler reason.
This was silly.
What's going
on
there?
That this was like, they were like, hey, Yesenia, do you have a minute? Are you bored? Why don't you go talk to Tyler? She didn't even know his name.
She didn't know his name.
That's nothing. That is nothing.
That's nothing. But Brittany was annoyed, so it was something.
It seemed to me like that was an obvious producer tells Yesenia to go talk.
Probably.
Anything on Alex and Johnny meeting?
Little tension there. They both know who each other are. They're both acting like they don't know who each other are. And then Alex steals Victoria right in front of Johnny.
A little reminder that he's here and he's got a presence about him.
Mm-hmm. Alex, you mean?
Yeah, Alex.
Yep.
Alex is on paper. Alex is the on paper guy. He's it on paper. Johnny is the gut guy. You can't describe it. You know, your parents just don't understand why you're going for Johnny. What are you seeing Johnny when you got Alex right there? Your friends are like, why are you keeping Johnny around? It's Alex. It's gut.
Johnny.
Johnny's gut. Quick note about Genevieve and Aaron at the end here. One thing established Paradise couples do is gossip about other couples and weigh in. They like to weigh
Absolutely.
In with an air of superiority about the burgeoning relationship. So I think that's what Genevieve and Aaron, that's their lot in.
That's what they're going to be doing going forward. Yeah,
I think so. Kind of like Danielle and Michael. We only see Danielle and Michael going like, boy, these kids are crazy. Huh? Yeah. That's kinda... Do you want to talk about the preview? It looked like a very different beach, I must say.
couple new guys, three or four, some interesting people.
Guy.
Who's the old guy? I didn't watch
Justin.
It that close. Oh, Justin.
Not old, but like former.
Old news guy.
Paradisian. Yeah, old news guy.
Yeah, Justin's back. The twins are coming. We all knew we'd see the twins. Never forget. The twins were let go for no reason. One out of 34. Or two out of 34. Them and the magician, who is not here, I don't think.
Not yet.
Not
we can
yet.
Only hope.
Yeah.
If I were the magician, if I were Roby, I wouldn't come back. You guys did me so dirty on that
first
night.
So dirty.
Yeah. Aaron and Genevieve on the rocks. Who could have saw drama?
I saw in the preview Genevieve with her bags packed leaving the beach. Okay.
I think Genevieve has a second set of drama bags that she packs as like a fake leave.
Ready to go. Ready yeah. to storm out. Bags.
Ready. Bags for storming out.
Yeah. There's nothing in them. Their no, stuff is not.
She's just dragging them around.
Her stuff is not in there. She's not leaving. Genevieve has said, I will leave if this happens.
Said it every day.
Five times already. She has not been close to leaving.
No. Bad boy Hayden.
Bad boy
asks Kate in the preview. He goes, Kate, you want to go on the date? She's like, yep, because her mission with yep, Logan sure is do. Accomplished. That's sure what do. I'm saying. Kate only cares about sticking it to Genevieve. She doesn't
that
care
was
about Logan.
A funny clip.
Yeah, sure.
I'm hoping that's what it actually looks like. She's like sitting yeah. on Logan's lap and she's like, yep, let me yep. hop up here and we'll head out to the beach.
You want to go now? Anything else on the episodes?
No, good episodes again.
Let's jump to the mailbag. We got some good stuff in there. We said, what do you think of the twist? Any ideas to make the twist better? How are you liking the season with the twist, etc.?
Twist talk.
Brie from KC. I think it was a big mistake to do the Casa Amor twist immediately after a rose ceremony. The day after is generally a good day, in quotes, where people are feeling loved up with their couple. I think if they would have waited a couple days, some people would have gotten bored or felt like they made a mistake. And then be more likely to stray at Casa Amor. Thank you, Brie. Agreed. Tiana from Portland. I like the twist. I feel it gave the show some heat. We like heat. I'm looking forward to when everyone gets to go back on the island and all hell breaks loose. I'm thinking some of the new guys and new girls will connect, leaving both the older groups to scramble. So that would be... Oh, here's why they kept Adam from Bachelor Australia.
Why?
Because do you know who Florence is? She's on the beach.
She's on the beach. Yeah, I'm aware of her presence. Are they
just barely? She's Australian too, I believe. So maybe they spent some time together.
Okay.
Thank you, Tiana. 610 area code. I love the twist. I'm really enjoying this season. There has been nonstop flow of entertainment. So I didn't know I needed the twist until they gave it to us. I do wish they would tweak things to encourage more interactions. Some of the suggestions you both made would be great additions, and I hope the producers are listening. Thank you, 610. Amy says, sorry, guys, but loyalty to someone you've known for 2 weeks is so boring. I'd like to see things mixed up. And I like your idea about not everyone going to the so-called Casa Amor. Also think it would be interesting to have the guys vote for their top five guys to go and the girls their top five. By the way, I'm tired of Michael. Between deserting Katie
oh, wow.
and leading Sierra on, I get irritated whenever I see his face. Thank you, Amy.
Wow.
317. I think in a successful paradise, you need a couple of solid couples. Brandon and Serene are great. A handful of more delusional people who fall in love in 24 hours with someone who clearly isn't feeling it. And then everyone else. The people who float around, make out with lots of others, and play the game. The balance of that is off this season. Too many people are staking claim to someone too fast and are unwilling to even entertain the idea of talking to someone else. Romeo, who I agree doesn't have game, is a good example. Dude talked to Jill for 24 hours, pulled someone else, and tried to get something started. This happens all the time on Paradise. That's the point of Paradise. I'm totally not saying Brittany had to play ball, but the fact that Jill went bonkers and ostracized this guy is just wild to me. Same with all the girls moping around and unwilling to even talk to the five new guys. Whatever happened to the gals like Demi, who saw their man making out and tried to steal him back? Just not feeling the quick-to-stake-claim, quit-to-write-someone-off-if-he-betrays-you kind of vibe. Thank you, 317.
That's a good point. There's a lot of just quitters on this beach. Like, even Johnny's like, I'm not getting in a love triangle. It's like, what are you talking about? That's the name of the game, pal. Get into the love triangle. Don't give up. Come on.
It might go back to the emphasis on engagement at the end. Because you heard when Jill left, she was like, I'm not starting over with someone else.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
Just
people are going to be showing up for the first time.
You know people are coming.
There's people that are just starting their journey. You can start with them.
Stay here as long as you can. That should be everyone's goal, so stay as long
absolutely.
As you can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're going to throw but it all away too much because Jacob? Come on.
Thank you, 317. Laura says, not a twist idea, but do you think the women aren't participating in it because they don't know how it's going to end? Do the five new guys all get a rose, assuming it's a guys' week, since the women just handed them out? Even though it's a Love Island ripoff, we don't know how split week is going to end either, especially since they have already deviated from the formula by bringing the new women in front of the original, and the original men don't know where there are new men. The original women are maybe too nervous to rock the boat. Either that or they're too embarrassed to show any interest in the new men after how emotional they got about the split in the first place. Thank you, Laura. I think that last part's very important and is another reason why explaining to the full group what was happening was a bad idea. Jill and Genevieve and Lace were crestfallen when they had to leave their guys with the new people. How would it look if they chased after their new guys 3 hours later? They can't. If they That's never true. Had that scene where they were crying leaving Aaron and Jacob, I think they would have been much more likely to see what was going on with Rick and Olu at all. Thank you, Laura. Last one, unrelated, 512 area code. Not related to the mailbag question, but since y'all mentioned Flo from Bachelor Australia making it to episode 14 of her season, I just wanted to add that the Bachelor Australia season 5 is truly the best season of this show I've ever watched. If you want authentic drama, a real love story, and some of the most beautiful contestants, this is for you. I've watched that season multiple times, even though it's more episodes than the usual US season, and somehow got my mom into it. Just wanted to share the recommendation in hopes that someone else can enjoy it as much as I did. Thank you, 512. I feel like we've heard that recommendation a few times over the years. Bachelor Australia season 5. What's next week's question, AB?
I want to know your favorite couples at this point. We're about at the halfway mark. Who's your favorite couples? Okay, halfway mark is crazy. Insane. But let's hear what you got.
I want to hear them and don't, with no...
It's no spoilers.
Like, yeah, well, we saw the preview. We talked about the preview. Don't not choose a couple because maybe of what happens in the previews. Right now.
Right.
What we've seen so far.
At this point, yes.
773-234-7794. Before the Paradise Pyramid updates, got a Rose League scoring update. The overall standings for the season are extraordinarily close, AB.
Between how many people?
I'd say right now three have a shot, but we're
only
halfway.
There's still a lot of time.
There's a lot of time left. So here are the top five. Jennifer Lenius, 791. Mary Wood, 790. Mama Kiwi, 788.
Wow.
So this is coming down to
razor
like...
razor thin.
Did someone... like a kiss or two.
Mm-hmm.
Football's a game of inches. Paradise is a game of kisses.
This is the point in the season where the people at the top start cheating, Rem. If they haven't been cheating, they're going to start cheating.
It is suspicious. Yeah.
They're going to start. You have to start cheating to try to win.
You got to do anything
you
can
do whatever
to ensure coming out on top.
I'm sure at the start of the year, everyone's like, I'll just play this, you know, I'll play this fair. You know, I'll be fair here.
Probably not. People
then,
probably cheated from the start. The real scandals among
when
us
we
and
get
Bachelor
here,
and Rosecast Nation.
When you get halfway through and you're up at the top, you feel the juice of, you know, winning.
The rush.
The rush. The absolute rush.
Oh, boy.
You're going to start cheating. People are going to start cheating. Mama Kiwi's going to be cheating. Okay?
Well, Mama Kiwi has to start cheating.
Mama Kiwi's
going to
be cheating. Period.
Jill Terry, 774. Lagging a little behind. Kayleen M., 769. That's the top five.
It's solid.
Congratulations to our sole episode 8 sticker winner, Mary Wood.
Oh, okay.
103. Mary Wood shot up the rankings with that 103, the only person to break 100.
Crazy.
How many people do you think are multi-accounting this?
Multi-accounts?
Yeah, like just trying different combinations.
Cheating. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
No, but if you are cheating, there's the door. Episode 9 was a 6-way tie. And that sticker winner is SFT8.
That username leaves a lot to be desired.
SFT8. If it's like Fast 8, Fate of the Furious, I would pronounce this Tate. SF Tate.
SF Tate. Maybe it's FS. Yeah.
SF Tate.
SF Tate. Yeah.
Congratulations, Soft 8, SF Tate, SFT 8. Along with Mary Wood, send us a message. Choose a sticker where we should send it, and we'll send it to you. Okay, B.
Pyramid time?
Were there updates?
Just
people
a few.
Left. There weren't arrivals. People
no
left.
Arrivals. Got a short update for you.
Do we see movement based on performance, storyline performance?
Yes, we do. First like of all, that. Super Duper Megastars is now a vacant tier. Ashley's left the beach. It remains vacant. Super Duper Stars, we got Victoria, who has jumped. I did a little Instagram check-in, too. Jumped about 30,000 since this started. She's up to 611,000 Instagram followers. And then joining her, for the first time, Michael. The feel for him on the beach is that of a super duper star. He deserves it. He's raising a bunch of, he's gotten over the 300,000 Instagram followers mark now. He's raised a lot, almost 40,000 followers increase. He deserves it.
You predicted he'll hit a million one day. You predicted he'll hit a million down the line.
Yeah. When him and Danielle have the wedding special, that's going to do wonders for his Instagram account.
So Michael and Danielle are a super duper star.
Super duper star tier couple. Yes. Both of them are still there.
That's like when Rita and Lord Zed got together.
Who's that? Who's Rita and Lord Zed?
The Power Rangers. I don't even know if they were a romantic partner. I don't even know.
Which ones is it?
Lord Zed was the one that, well, you know Rita. Obviously, you know Rita.
Yeah,
she was up there cackling around. Ah, look at those motherfuckers down on Earth. And then Lord Zed was the guy with the.
They were certainly
Lord Zed was one of the most
not
badass.
A romantic couple.
No, but they were. They had a shared disdain for the human and the Power Rangers in particular.
I know Lord Zed. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I'm
looking
at
Lord
a picture.
Zed. That's a hell of a costume from Lord Zed.
Yeah.
With the red
it's
muscles.
Great.
He has no skin.
His brain's out. His brain is out.
Yeah, his brain's out. Lord Zed is one of the great. Damn, that guy was a badass.
That's a badass.
All right, go ahead.
Next up, we got Aaron. We're in the superstars tier. We got Aaron, Giannis. And Rodney are the only ones in the superstars tier. In the stars, we still have Shanae, Serene, Johnny. Excuse me, superstars also includes Genevieve. I forgot I bumped her up. Right?
Oh, sorry, I'm just looking at Lord Zed.
Didn't I bump her up?
I hear you. Yeah, you bumped her up. That's where I've got her.
Thought I bumped her up into the superstars. Okay, yeah, she's still there. And then... moving down a tier, Rim, you'll notice he was missing from the superstars tier. Brandon. I'm close to moving him down again, frankly.
That is shocking.
I don't know. He
has almost two. Doesn't he have 200,000
followers? He's got 208,000. A much smaller increase than your other stars, though, Rim.
About half as much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you attribute that?
I said I was going to move him down, and then it's time. When I saw the Instagram numbers, they're not rising like the other people. He's got no juice on this beach. His storyline's boring.
People like him and Serene. But yeah, couples are boring.
I just don't think he's in the same tier as these other guys anymore. He's not moving the needle. Then we got the important role players, which is consisting of Logan and Brittany. Olu's got 43,000 followers. I'm going to throw him in the, I have to put him in the nobody cares rim, him and Rick. They both got to be in the nobody cares.
Rick was there last week. Yeah. Olu. I mean, they literally were sent home because
literally
nobody cared.
Nobody. Yeah. I don't care if you have a million followers, that type of performance, you don't even get to go to the beach. The only time you talk to Jesse is like, I talked to the girls and you losers didn't make the cut. You have
They're
to
not
leave
moving the needle.
That means nobody cares.
It's hard to argue with.
Okay. Did I have Florence on here?
You had Florence under important role players. You had Adam and Kate under extras. Kate might be is a candidate to move up, obviously, because of her storyline-y.
Yeah, I think I'll move Kate up to important role players here.
Do it.
Let's see her Instagram followers.
Quick update on Zed and Rita. They were married. It says here, the love potion worked, and then the two were married. Once married to Lord Zed, Rita eventually gave up her magic practices and worked alongside Lord Zed as a partner in crime. With Zed by Rita's side, they were more powerful together and attempted to defeat the Rangers.
Wow. Good update.
And you know, Michael and Danielle are kind of lording over the beach like Rita and Lord Zed, just looking from high above on their perch, mm-hmm. commenting on other relationships.
But they're not evil.
No, but you know.
Anyways, I'm moving Kate up to the important role players tier, and she has a chance to move up higher, okay, with the way things are going. She's really shining on this beach, okay?
A lot of momentum.
That's all I got for changes, though.
Okay. Thanks for the updates, AB. The Paradise Pyramid rolls on. It's like the real pyramids. Ever changing and weathering, and people question how they're built. All right, thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.